The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
That's the sound of a drive leaving the first tee at Vista Links Golf Course, something that hasn't happened nearly so many times as was expected when Buena Vista built this course to spur economic growth that never came.
All of the projections and all the forecasts and everything that was made back in the late 1990s did not come true.
That's City Attorney Brian Kearney. The city sold revenue bonds in 2005 to pay for the course, insuring the bonds through ACA Financial Guarantee for a premium of $400,000. City Hall, police headquarters, and the golf course went up as security, exposing them to possible foreclosure. Payments on the bonds came to $660,000 a year. Vista Links was supposed to attract enough development to cover that. It didn't. Kearney now says the city can't handle the $10 million debt and wants to negotiate.
The city would like to meet with ACA and try to work out an arrangement that makes sense for both parties so that this can be resolved and put behind the city.
Buena Vista hopes to pay ACA what the golf course and the two buildings are worth and call it a day.
And we would look at trying to be reasonable with ACA and reaching arrangements to pay them fair value for those real estate that they have security in the city.
That value would be far less than what ACA would have to pay out to bondholders. Kearney understands the company would rather not lose money, but
an insurance carrier takes risks. That's what they get premiums for. They may very well lose some funds on this, but that's part of an insurance. We're asking that the insurance company follow through with the policy.
ACA declined to be interviewed, but said in an email all of its options remain open, including foreclosure. Those options are limited. Under the terms of a revenue bond, the company cannot recover from Buena Vista's general funds. The city is betting ACA would rather cut its losses than foreclose and become a landlord in Buena Vista. I'm Fred Eccles.